It's Tuesday. You know what that means. It's Rock and Roll Tuesday. Ladies and gentlemen,
here's
Freddie Kugger.
How are you, buddy?
The Rock and Roll Trivia Meister.
Well, you know what? I keep thinking always that Christy Dixon, me, you, Bill Balcom.
Mm-hmm.
Man, we could be. And, you know, Steve Martin, who I work with for the ACC Network.
Yeah.
He was an old DJ, too.
Really?
I mean, from like 55 to 80.
Uh-huh.
He's sharp as a trap, too.
Music fans.
Yeah, if we five can, like, bring on the world.
Yeah, that would be great. Joe Townsend, I'd like to get him in there, too.
Joe's a good guy.
He's pretty big, big music buff.
Yeah, he was responsible for the jukebox at the Upper Deck.
Yeah. You know, he's a good guy.
Yeah.
How you doing?
It's all good. Trying to get over the bronchitis.
Yeah. I mean, last time we talked, it was yesterday morning, of course, for the trivia question. And before that, it was Saturday for the football game. And,
oh, yeah. Hey, it was a W.
Hope you're doing okay.
We got some work to do.
Well, you know, I hate that they scored late because 40-20 doesn't sound...
Well, and they did it against our number one people.
40-20 doesn't sound nearly as impressive as 40-13.
Well, but even if we'd won 40-13...
We still got some things to work on.
And I'll tell you what, we're going down to Atlanta on September the 20th, mm-hmm. and Paul Johnson and all that option.
I'm glad we got an extra week to get ready for that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Number one tunes.
You got a good question.
Number one tunes.
All right, good.
Are you ready, folks? Here we go. It was this date, September the 10th, 1979.
Mm-hmm.
And the song Ron's about to play was Numero Uno, Name It.
1979.
And the group. Here you are, maestro.
All right. I'm not looking at it. Make sure I get it on the turntable.
You got it.
All right.
Okay.
Here we go, folks. Listen carefully. I will, too. My Sharona.
Dum, 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 dum.
My Sharona.
Yep.
Boom, boom, boom.
Bobby Mac.
I like that song. A lot of people made fun of that song, but I like it.
Well, the story was an L.A.-based band, and they had a grip lock with this song for like 6 weeks.
Uh-huh.
But it was about the lead singer had kind of this affinity for a Sharona, but he really couldn't say it so because he had a girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
Whoops. Whoops.
and
I'm not sure if there was, you know, you made up the name Sharona.
Uh-huh.
But I do know this, my friend Susie Fisher, who's around town.
Yeah.
Yeah, Susie, Susie knows.
Susie knows the story.
Susie knows who Sharona is.
Really?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah. And at last report.
Is it by any chance Susie?
No. And at last report, Sharona.
Uh-huh.
If that's her real name, is alive and doing well in Los Angeles as a working real estate agent.
Really? No kidding. All right. Well, hey, I guess they had the knack.
My Sharona.
Don't. All right. Hey, great. The knack and my Sharona.
It was a good song.
That was the answer to the question today. And thank you, Freddie, so much for bringing back the memories.
Well, it is only my pleasure. I live to serve. See you tomorrow.
All right.